Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on the last day of 2025, December 31st. Thank you, God. Got a text message. Sorry, I don't have your first name, but it appears in Roger City. It says, gas here is $3 plus a gallon. You guys are still paying over $3 a gallon in Rogers City? He says a pickle bologna is almost $19 versus $13 a couple of years ago. It continues to go up. Great economy next year, we will see. So again, text me your first name and is it Rogers City where you live? Just text me that. I'll store you in my phone. Appreciate the comment. Folks, you have to understand gasoline, diesel fuel, and these stations in these small towns across northern Michigan. Now, some small towns, especially if you get up into the UP, they only have one gas station in a town. But I believe in Rogers City, Sheboygan, even Onaway, Gaylord, you've got choices to where you buy your fuel. So one way that you can impact your local gas stations is collectively as a group of citizens. And you need to spread the word. You need to talk to people. I don't know if you want to create a Facebook page or if you want to set up a Signal account where you're chatting with people, Telegram account, whatever. You need to select a particular gas station that collectively as a group, you basically boycott buying gasoline at that one station. For example, one that comes to mind, I'm just going to pick a small town, Onaway, for example. There's like two or three gas stations on that main intersection. As you're heading east, coming across, heading into Onaway, well, Indian River, they have a couple of different gas stations as well. Pick a particular station and collectively spread the word and just tell people, buy your gas somewhere else. If you get one gas station that doesn't sell any gasoline, none. I mean, you literally get the word out and you more or less target one particular station. And they don't sell gas for a week. You know what's going to happen? You're going to see their prices drop the following week. Hold out. Don't go there just because they dropped their gas prices 10 cents a gallon. Now they're below $3. They're at $2.99. Don't do it. Go another week. You'll probably see their gas prices drop another 10 cents a gallon. By doing that, their prices coming down will force competing gas stations that you are buying your gas at to lower their prices. Because they're afraid that if they don't lower their prices, this other station that has been targeted is going to get all the customers' gas purchases. Don't go to the normal gas station you always go to. Change your habits. Buy it somewhere else. You can go in and buy other things if you want. Just don't buy gas there. Brian Sheboygan. Sheboygan is still over $3 per gallon. All the gas stations are the same price. Yeah, it's called price fixing. I'm convinced that there's price fixing going on in gasoline in these small towns. It's been going on forever. And what you guys have to do is organize and get the word out. Create a Facebook page. Lower gas prices in Sheboygan. Take a picture of the station you want to target. Put it on the page. Don't buy your gas here. Buy it anywhere else but here and see what happens. I got another response coming in from Boyne City. Randy, it's hard to do that. Every single gas station raises their prices. Same price all over northern Michigan. Freddy's in Atlanta is usually way cheaper than Gaylord. Live in north of Petoskey. Everybody goes up and down the same. That's not what I'm talking about. It is hard to do. Absolutely, it's hard to do. That's why somebody has got to take the initiative in Petoskey, Sheboygan, Roger City, Onaway, whatever. Lower gas prices in Sheboygan. Create a Facebook page. Put it out there. People will start talking about the page and sharing it with other people, even if they're not on Facebook. They'll tell them about it. This price fixing has got to stop. This is something that I've talked to Kevin Kievsky, my endorsed candidate for attorney general. I told him flat out, and he's already experienced this. He's traveled all over northern Michigan. He's been to events. He's been up in the UP. He said, it's crazy what you guys are paying for gas compared to what they're even paying in Oakland County. I'll give you a perfect example. I know this for a fact because we went down there for Thanksgiving. We were in Madison Heights, right next door to Royal Oak. Costco and a few other gas stations had much lower prices than other stations. Actually, using my gas buddy card, I found gas on the corner of 12 Mile and Woodward for $2.26 a gallon on Thanksgiving Day. Not only were they open, but they were the cheapest price in, I think, all of Oakland County. Download the Gas Buddy app. You can type in whatever city you're looking for and find the cheapest gas. And the prices for the discount, especially if you get a Gas Buddy, I think it's a MasterCard, but it's tied to your checking or savings account. It's not a regular credit card. They just switched to MasterCard to make it more acceptable at even more gas stations. You go on the app, punch in Sheboygan. Well, here, I'll do it right now. And you can actually see who, according to Gas Buddy, is reporting the lowest prices because we, the consumers, put it in there. If the prices are wrong, you can change them and you get points for addressing the price correction. Sheboygan, Michigan. Here we go. So it's switching over to Sheboygan. Let's see. Looks like Holiday Circle K, 1031 South Main Street in Franklin. The sign price, the posted price, is $2.93. But if you use your Gas Buddy card and activate a discount, you can get it for $2.78 in Sheboygan. $2.93 at the Speedway, Mackinac Avenue and Huron Street. Posted price, $2.93, $2.79. Oh, here's one even cheaper. Marathon, 308 East State Street and South C Street. Posted price, $293. You can get it for $277. This was posted by somebody 9 hours ago. The Holiday Circle K on Main Street in Sheboygan, that was posted 7 hours ago. And then the prices go up from there. $295, $297. Oh, wait a minute. What the heck is this? Is that in, oh, Toppenabee in the Sheboygan area? Shell gas station, 1541 Straits Highway, Portage Street in Toppenabee. List price on the sign, $275. Gas Buddy discount, you can get gas on Toppenabee for $269. Use this app. Tie it to a checking or savings account. They give you a Gas Buddy card. You can get 15, 20, 25% off a gallon almost anywhere. You got to start a page that says lower gas prices in whatever city you live in, Sheboygan. And I'm not telling you to target any particular company, any particular franchise, any particular gas station owners. Just pick a station and say, don't buy gas here. Buy it anywhere else. And when they don't sell gas, they'll start dropping their prices. As a result, the other stations will follow suit. We have got to break this price fixing of gasoline and diesel in northern Michigan. And if we can get Kevin Kievsky as the next attorney general, he has pledged, absolutely vowed to me, that he will increase consumer protection when it comes to gasoline, propane, and diesel, especially in northern Michigan. He will go after these companies that are colluding together to keep prices artificially high. How can we get gas on Thanksgiving for $2.26 a gallon in Oakland County, and we're paying over $3 a gallon up here? Traverse City yesterday, $2.44. That's the pump price. It's got to stop, people. Final segment of hour number two. More stories. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention to safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. President Trump vetoed the first bill of his second presidential term. Today, this morning, President Donald Trump issued the first presidential veto of his second term, overriding two bills that had won unanimous approval in Congress, both in the House and in the Senate. One of them, the Finish the Arkansas Valley Conduit, the AVC Act, was intended to help fund a major water drinking project for Colorado. Colorado, by the way, has a Democrat governor and Democrat-controlled state house. Well, in his letter to Congress on the veto, Trump said he blocked the measure to prevent American taxpayers from funding expensive and unreliable policies. This project is simply going to cost too much. Refigure your numbers, bring it back to me next year. So, pretty interesting, because yesterday, during his press conference with Bibi Netanyahu, who had a really good meeting with Trump, and they're moving forward into the second phase of the peace deal in Gaza. Well, he was taking questions from the press, and they asked him about the new Fed chair, Chairman Powell. And Trump just basically let this guy have it. He said he's totally incompetent. He has no idea what he's doing. And he said, I'll give you a perfect example. They came up with this under Biden, this huge renovation project for the Federal Reserve building and surrounding buildings that the Federal Reserve operates out of. Trump says he has never seen such a ridiculous price for a renovation project on a major, major commercial type building. He said the price is absolutely ridiculous. He is spending way too much money on that renovation, and I am going to get a new chairman very soon. He even pointed to this new high-tech, huge grand ballroom that they're adding on at the White House. He says cost per square foot for my project is roughly about 25% as to Chairman Powell's renovation of the Federal Reserve Building. He's 400% higher cost per square foot than I am. And my project is moving forward at land speed, coming in even under budget than was projected, and will be done sooner. Donald Trump knows his real estate development, folks. And he knows the cost of these government projects are filled with a ton of waste, fraud, and abuse. Kickbacks, all kinds of things happening. So Colorado won't be getting their water, drinking water project. Trump says it's way too expensive. We're not going to do it. Now, one other thing you need to do is tonight at midnight, as revelers gather around the world today for New Year's Eve celebrations, cities prepare to ring in 2026 at the stroke of midnight. In New York City's Times Square, America 250, that's Trump's project celebrating our 250th anniversary next year of our independence. Well, they're teaming up with One Times Square to mark 250 years since the signing of the Declaration of Independence. This year's ball drop in New York City's Times Square will include a special red, white, and blue confetti, as well as a new design and a dynamic pyrotechnical display, fireworks that will be set to the rendition of America the Beautiful. I believe Dick Clark's New Year's Eve. ABC, I believe, is the network. Ryan Seacrest been taking it over for Dick Clark. Been doing a great job. Well, you need to watch it at midnight tonight. This starts America 250. Donald Trump's planning a huge party in Washington, D.C. at the White House on Independence Day. They're going to have a military parade during the day. It's going to be phenomenal. I believe he's even got a wrestling match or ultimate fighting. I forget which one it is. Going to be live outside the White House. Ultimate fighting fight. Oh, man, this is going to be a wild year, folks. All starts with tax cuts, tax deductions, huge, huge, huge stimulator to the economy, more money in people's pockets right out of the gate. Soon as those tax returns start hitting, it's going to be, according to Trump, a beautiful thing. Final hour of today's show. We're having fun. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make North